It's not a view you'd expect from a village high street. 300 kilometres north of the climate talks in Glasgow, a vision, perhaps, of the future. Unused oil and gas rigs parked up in Cromarty Firth, not pumping fossil fuels from the depths of the North Sea. The Firth is a barometer of the state of the UK's oil and gas industry. When there's a downturn, it gets pretty crowded. These platforms are awaiting new contracts, but contracts will be few and far between as the move to renewables gathers pace. At the end of 2019, the Oil and Gas Authority estimated there were between 10 to 20 billion barrels of oil still to be recovered in the North Sea. In fact, as I speak, there's a bid underway to open up the giant Cambo oil field about 250 kilometres to the north of here, around the Shetland Islands. But the reality is, as the move away from fossil fuels gathers pace, sites like this will become more and more common. Whiteley Wind Farm, south of Glasgow, the second largest onshore wind farm in Europe. Across Scotland, wind power is a big part of the energy mix in a country that's aiming to be carbon neutral by 2045, 5 years ahead of much of the world. Here, 215 turbines generate enough power for 350,000 homes. In 2020, nearly 100% of Scotland's energy came from renewable sources, which raises the question, why the need to invest in new oil fields at all?
This is about all of us getting on the same journey, okay, and getting on the revolution, because it's more of a revolution than a journey, in all honesty, to 2050. And that's the target, is to get us to 2050 and net zero by 2050. So you can't just switch everything off immediately. So oil and gas production is still a massive part of the economy. It's a massive part of how we heat homes, how we fuel our transport system. So we need to go on that transition. We need to go on that revolution. And that will happen over a period of time.
Back in Cromarty, the yellow stanchions of offshore wind turbines stand sentinel, ready to be deployed out at sea, where the petroleum platform has reigned for decades. And as the oil rig becomes slowly redundant, the renewable sector is expanding apace. There are plans here in the Firth for a hydrogen hub and to create a base for floating wind farms. But the transition away from fossil fuels needs to be carefully managed.
To make that a success for everybody involved, including the workers, we need to make sure there's good quality jobs for them to move into. That means that renewables need to be creating enough jobs, and there actually has to be a pathway so that people can move from the fossil fuel jobs to the green jobs.
There is no doubt about the direction Scotland is heading in. The question is, how far behind will the rest of the world be? Nick Clark, Al Jazeera, Cromarty Firth, Scotland.